I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Assertions that it's harder for people of color to secure a mortgage loan in Georgia are now backed up by hard data. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
The Associated Press and the Center for Investigative Reporting looked at 2 years of mortgage lending data. They found 61 cities in the United States that showed clear disparities in lending between white people and people of other races. In 4 Georgia cities, blacks were about twice as likely than whites to be told no when looking for a home loan. In the Atlanta area, that's most consistent in a corridor running from Johns Creek to Loganville. In a neighborhood north of Sandy Springs, blacks are over 14 times more likely to not get a mortgage. 90 miles south in Warner Robins, blacks were nearly 4 times more likely to be denied loans in neighborhoods around Houston County's highest performing high schools. In Savannah, Asians fared worst when competing with whites for mortgages. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
The Center for Investigative Reporting will dive more deeply into the data on the next episode of Reveal, which airs Sunday night at 6 here on GPB. A Columbus private school is changing its student drug testing policy. Brookstone School announced yesterday that it will randomly drug test students in 8th through 12th grades beginning next school year. The principal told the Ledger Inquirer that the move is a response to the national drug crisis. A U.S. Department of Education study found that random drug testing does not affect students' intentions to use or not use drugs. Well, as the nation comes to terms with yet another mass shooting at a school, the DeKalb County school system is implementing several new safety measures to help prevent violence. More from GPB's Taylor Gant.
Last month, someone brought a gun to Martin Luther King Jr. High School in DeKalb County, which prompted the district to re-examine its safety protocol. Before yesterday's deadly shooting in Florida, the district announced that it would be starting a pilot program to place metal detectors in schools. WSB reports DeKalb School Police have obtained 2 canines to conduct random searches for explosives and gunpowder. Administrators are also asking their principals for other ideas about how school security can be improved. According to a gun control advocacy group, there have been 18 school shootings in the U.S. this year. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Beaufort County is changing how it handles re-entry following an evacuation. This after confusion during the Hurricane Matthew re-entry. WSAV reports that it will be a tiered system with special access IDs given to people needed for rescue efforts, road clearing, and securing military bases and other key facilities. Then those needed to restore hospital and government operations will be allowed in. That's followed by utility workers. Residents and business owners will be able to return in the fourth tier, followed by the general public. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.